Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Disney Plus is chock full of entertainment.
I love it.
All varieties.
Love it.
And we have two guests in our studio right now that are here to talk about a film that's premiering on the new Disney Plus features, and it looks great. I've only seen the trailer. Timmy Failure, Mistakes Were Made. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And we want to welcome the director and the star of both here to our studio. So please welcome Tom McCarthy and Winslow Fegley.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, welcome. Welcome.
Great to be here.
And both of you, not too far off from your roots. Tom, you're from New Jersey. And Winslow, you're from Allentown.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, welcome to Philly.
Thank you. Always makes me happy when I can see New Jersey.
It centers you. Yeah.
A safe place.
Nice.
Well, doing a little reading up on everything and getting familiar with the project, just the trailer alone I loved. And Winslow, you remind, I was saying to these guys, and Preston and I, you're familiar with Macaulay Culkin, the actor, at all? Or is he a little, okay, maybe not. But
Home
anyway,
he doesn't know where that voice is coming from.
Yeah.
So you are very, you have that sort of talent. You just come across and you can dominate the screen when you're on. And we said he plays a character in a movie called Uncle Buck, where he has kind of like a he's kind of like a detective. He's investigating. He's always asking questions, and you have that same sort of delivery. And we were, that's a good thing to be, because he went on to be a multi millionaire. So good luck with that.
Yeah. Not bad, right?
Yeah, that's ambition. Not too shabby.
Ambitions.
Had you read the books when you did? Because this comes from a series of books, correct?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I had not read the books when I got the audition or anything, but I was familiar. Well, I had heard of the story, but I did start reading them with my dad probably at the first or second audition, and I...
They're fun, because Timmy sort of lives. He fancies himself the world's greatest detective. He has sort of like a Walter Mitty. So he lives. He has a sort of a fantasy world where he has his backup, or the one thing he works with is a polar bear in his mind. And so, but he solves these quote unquote crimes. And what drew you? What do you like about this character that you play in this movie?
I like that he's very confident, and that he can't be anybody else. He has to be himself.
Yeah.
And I like that he's not afraid to be himself.
Yeah.
And doesn't have to fake to be anyone else.
Well, I was jotting down some of the things. So it's the world's greatest detective, lives in the shadow of a water tower in Portland, Oregon, and literally in the shadow of a water tower. You're the CEO of your own detective agency, and you're a partner, a 1,500-pound polar bear. So yeah. The story involves, though, your Segway gets stolen, correct?
Yes.
And mom's segue, really.
Mom's segue.
Right.
And so you've got to go solve that crime.
Yes.
All right. Very cool.
So, Tom, obviously, the main character has got to have this. I haven't read the books. And is he read in the stories as flat and as straight and as hardline as Winslow has made this character to be?
I would say we found that character a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, the books were such an amazing inspiration. They're kind of books I picked up as an adult and just started laughing when I was reading them.
You can't help it.
No, they're really funny. Kind of, the voice is really funny.
And to see
subversive.
A kid come across this way as a Jack Webb kind of dragnet.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
It's hilarious.
And then have this incredible imagination. And we just found, like, you know, we knew it with the books, that kids really responded to this character. He's like, he's very much beats to his own drum. He doesn't apologize for it. He's a little different. He's not normal, as he likes to say. And he's good with that. Normal is for normal people is one of his quotes. And it was just really fun to explore and kind of see this kid develop and come to the screen.
Winslow, how old are you?
I am 11. I just turned 11 like 2 weeks ago.
And who did your hair this morning?
That lady.
It looks great.
It looks awesome. And I just want
nobody's asking me about it.
Your hair looks nice too. But you didn't
do your hair?
Did you have somebody else do your hair?
No one touched.
All right,
Tom,
yeah.
I'll
do
all your the hair time was spent on that hair.
Tom, I can get you my cut if you want.
Thanks, man.
Same style, just more scalp. That's
thank
all.
You, thank you. Thank you. Thank God we're on the radio where I'd be blushing.
Winslow, do you like doing this type of thing? You like coming and doing interviews and talking about the movie?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun doing all this press stuff and going to Sundance and in all these different places. It's crazy.
Well, your family, all your siblings and your parents come from acting and entertaining, correct?
Yeah, everybody's actors, but they never really pushed me into doing anything. It was all kind of my decision, but I had watched my brother and sister do it and while I was growing up, so it was just kind of like a thing that I wanted to do because it looked like it was
well,
very fun.
I think you chose wisely. And Tom, you know, it's funny because doing the research on you, I'm like, I know this guy. You're a Swiss Army knife of capabilities. You're a writer, director, actor. You correct me if I'm wrong, but you were one of the co-writers on Up, were
yes.
you not?
Yes.
And also on, what else, a Spotlight mm-hmm. as a writer. People would know you from Meet the Parents and then the Meet the Fockers movies. You're in that as well. You're in the yes. movie 2012. By the way, you're a perfect example of a boyfriend that's legitimate that yeah. should get the yeah. actual girl.
Thank you for remembering.
And is screwed over. Yeah. Yeah. Because of John Cusack.
John Cusack swoops in and takes her.
And he's a loser, and you're a reliable guy.
You know what? You're one of the few men who see me, and I appreciate that. You see me.
It drives yeah. us crazy, yeah. like in Liar, Liar. Yeah. I'm sorry, no, but the other guy's reliable and good.
You know, we should spend the rest of the time talking about this,
yeah,
because it's on point and it makes me feel good. And enough about this Winslow Fegley and how yes. great he is in this movie. This has made my trip to Philly worth it.
Well, I can say, because I watched a movie over the weekend, and that Timmy Failure, Mistakes Were Made, is obviously it's a kids movie, but it's good for adults as well.
You need that.
You know,
if you're gonna watch something with a kid, yeah, and the parents can enjoy it.
Yeah, I have three exactly children, right. and I've there were some programs as they were growing up that were clearly not for me at all, like yeah. Dora the Explorer, Caillou, you know, yeah. things like that. But then there were other shows that I think as they were being made, the creators, the writers, the animators, whatever, knew that parents are going to be sitting there watching it as well. So they you know, threw a few bones in there for us. So I was actually watching this by myself when my 14-year-old came in. She goes, "Are you watching Timmy Failure?" And I'm like, "Oh, have you heard of it?" She's like, "Yeah, I read all the books." And I'm like, "Well, where was I? I had no idea that you were reading these books." You
know? Yeah, that's why we made it. We wanted a live-action movie that you could watch with your kids and enjoy.
Winslow, what's it like after putting all this work in and going through the process of making a movie and then seeing it when it's done? Was it as exciting as you hoped it would be?
Oh, definitely. It's crazy. Everybody at school has been calling me Timmy.
That's awesome.
Everyone. But it's a really cool experience.
Well, because when you're making a movie, you know, you guys do a lot of stuff. There are a lot of things that are filmed that don't make it into the movie, and those can be the entire scenes or just lines that are cut from here to there. Is there anything, were you disappointed at all, or were you happy with everything they put in there? I mean, because I'm sure there were some things that are like, oh, man, I was hoping that was going to make it in the movie.
That's a good question.
Not really. I think that it turned out very well. I'm not very disappointed in anything.
Good.
Yeah. Well, you have the director sitting right next to you because you don't want to make him upset.
Don't make him mad.
Tom, when you're working, obviously, they always the old adage used to be to never work with animals and kids. But he's obviously a very talented case. What is it like? What as a director and an accomplished director? What tools do you have to employ when you're working with a lot of kids in a movie?
You know, I would still say it's 80% directing and maybe 20% parenting at times.
Okay.
You just got to think about how I would you talk to my kids or not. And sometimes you end up on the wrong side of that. It's a lot of work. It's a stressful environment. But these kids were like pros.
As a director.
A lot of kids. Yeah, because, you know, you got to make the day. There's a lot of pressure on that. And Winslow could handle it.
Like, do you have like a writing crop like Otto Preminger?
There's no striking happening on this. No, it's Disney, for goodness sake.
Of course.
I had a fluffy crop.
Yeah.
A fluffy, bright green crop.
Disney just nails it. And a lot of times, like I was telling Casey about the movie Togo on Disney Plus, which is sensational.
Yeah.
But with this, you're also working with a CGI polar bear. Now, I would always loved, I have always wanted to hug a polar bear, but I fully know they'd rip me to shreds. What's it like working with a CGI creation as your co-character or partner in this movie?
Well, instead of just having a tennis ball on a stick,
right,
as what I'm acting off of, they had a guy like in a 9-foot kind of suit.
Oh, really?
Who mastered the, you know, mannerisms of a polar bear and would walk around in 90-degree Portland weather.
Wow.
It was also there for the editing team to kind of add their editing things later, but yeah, I think he did a very good job just for me to act off of him.
It's got to be good for you as an actor, so young. Obviously, you're possessed of an otherworldly capability, but
but to have something to react to, because as you mentioned, a lot of times these things are just basically a tennis ball on a stick, but you can react to this. And so did you get to hug the suit and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I want to do.
Winslow, what time of year was this filming? Was it during the school year or over the summer?
It was over the summer.
Okay, so you didn't have to do tutoring or anything while you were on set?
Yeah, but I also didn't have a summer.
Yeah, it's true.
Poor guy had to go make and star in a movie for his summer. Gee, our heart bleeds for you, kid.
And there you have Tom whipping you with that writing crop.
I know.
Our we've done it. We've been on a few sets filming before, and our favorite part is actually the food because the catering is outstanding. Did you get to eat whatever you wanted to while you were there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, you shot in Portland. Yes. Right, so obviously that's a character in and of itself, and you have sort of there's a sort of a quasi hippie community. Anyone who's seen Portlandia or actually Ben knows, how did they react to the filming going on?
They were great, incredibly supportive. You know, we set the story there because we figured it needed to be a place where a kid could have a polar bear and no one would bat an eye. Portland felt like one of those communities.
Yeah, it's probably one of the few.
But man, it's a beautiful place and a wonderful place to film. We all had a great time there, and it's shot all on location there. A little bit in Vancouver too, the interiors, but. Mostly on the mean streets of Portland, as we like to say.
Now, the reaction's been very good, so I have to imagine, since this is part of a series, are there plans already in the works for sequels?
Plans are in the works.
All right.
You're breaking that here.
There we go. We got an exclusive.
Some other great people in the film, Craig Robinson.
Terrific.
He's one of our favorites. He had to have been fun to be on set
with. Super great. It's cool because he sort of plays it straight in a really wonderful way. He's one of these people who comes into Timmy's life and really gives him just enough guidance at the right time.
Now, it says here, Mr. Jenkins, I'm not familiar with the characters. What type of characters?
Jenkins is sort of like a guidance counselor.
Okay.
Timmy keeps getting in trouble in school. His teacher is Wallace Shawn, who we all adore. And Wally and Timmy don't get along very well. So
oh, really?
See Jenkins.
So who's playing your mama? Is it Ophelia Lovey Bond? Is that her name?
Yeah. How about that name?
That's a wild name. But and she's sort of like she's a single mom, but she's sort of like she's sort of a free spirit in her own right, right?
A little rock and roll in her, yeah.
Right. So with this, and obviously, you know, the success of the movie, this is maybe the third or fourth. Did you do Rough Night, the movie with Scarlett Johansson as well?
Yeah, but those were all very like small roles,
small scenes.
So this is really just
it's the biggest
kind of
thing
my first. It's my first movie, really. So it's a pretty big deal for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
are you taking lunches now and as doing the meetings?
Yeah, Tom, he won't even take my calls. angry about it. Yeah, I mean it's incredible how quickly they just catapult off you.
That's it. You're running done.
Now you guys both have a couple of things coming down the pike. Winslow, you actually have a movie. I think it's coming out this year. When the Moon Was Twice as Big. You're working with your brother in this one.
Yes, our scenes were separate, though, and that was probably the first movie I did. Technically, that is another movie that I did. But,
okay.
But that was when I was about six, and it hasn't come out.
Oh, okay.
So you have two siblings?
Yes.
And they both act as well?
Yes.
Have they done anything as big as this?
Well, my brother, he was just recently in The Goldfinch. He played Theo.
Okay, so that's substantial.
Very good actor.
He was in
Pete's Dragon.
Pete's Dragon as Pete.
Okay.
Oh wow.
He was in a couple big things. My sister does a lot of theater.
Theater.
Don't say it like you're judging it.
Theater. I'm not.
Yeah, you hear that
I'm
score?
Not.
God, you've changed.
Tom, I hate to tell you this, but Winslow has a directing deal already.
It's incredible.
He surpassed
you. Yeah, even with that hair. He gets away with it because of the hair, doesn't he?
But Tom, you have a couple of things coming down the pike as well, and I wanted to ask you about something that's in production right now. But Preston and I both listened to S-Town, and it looks like it maybe it's going to be turned into a movie.
We're working on that now with Brian Reed and a new writer in New York on that.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, it was like a podcast story. Yeah. It's a true story about this town in Alabama, right?
Yes.
And it's crazy how this thing turns out because it starts as one story and sort of turns into another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these characters are real people. And it's a very, very riveting podcast. So I would love to see this, on the big screen.
Doing our best.
Yeah. Series or film?
Film.
Okay.
So, Tom, with you and with you, all that you do, obviously it's good to have all those tools in your toolbox, as they say.
Swiss Army knife. I've never been called that before.
but what, which is there one that exclusively brings you just a percentage more pleasure when you do it?
No. What I like is the variety, right? Okay. I still act when I can. I don't have as much time for it. I love the writing process and the research that goes into writing. But, you know, being on a set and collaborating with actors and your, you know, fellow cinematographer and production design, it's super fun. And, like, to make a movie like this, you know, the great thing about this movie, although it's grounded in a very real story, it's got this sort of all these fantastical elements which we go to get and create. And some of those are really fun and just funny. And so we all had a blast making it. And, you know, we feel lucky that, you know, that Disney's still willing to kind of take chances with films like this.
They do it, and they do it again. Yeah. Like I say with Togo, which is a classic animal Disney thing. And they're like, oh, my God, they delivered it again.
Yeah.
There's just something, some sort of...
They're very good about, like, deciding, okay, we're going to do this, and they put all their energy into
it.
And Timmy's a kooky story, you know, and that's why people are really connecting with it, because it's different, it's original, and I think kudos to Disney Plus for making it happen.
Winslow, what's a project or a book or a movie or something that you like, that you would like to see brought to the screen with you in it?
Timmy 2.
Buddy, God, he teed you up for that one. Everybody at Disney was leaning into their radios at that moment.
How about 2 Timmy 2 Furious?
Yeah, a little bit more of that.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anything that you like? I know you play Minecraft. You're a big video gamer, right?
Yeah, when I have time.
All right, so there was word that there was going to be a Minecraft movie for a while. Would that be something that you, like a video game to movie?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
But, he mainly just has his mind on theater right now. That's what he wants to be on.
But I've always wanted to play Michael Scott's son.
Oh, okay. So,
really?
So working with Craig Robinson had to be cool.
Yeah, that was really awesome. I was looking at the cast photos at the table read.
That would be hilarious, young Michael Scott.
I know.
Yeah.
not young Michael Scott, just his son.
Yeah.
So that would be cool. Yeah. In fact, Tom, worked with Michael Scott's wife from The Office, right?
Yeah, way back when. We went to school together. We were in a comedy troupe together. Nancy Carell.
She's great. I was talking about Amy Ryan.
I thought you were talking about Steve's real wife.
No,
I'm like, wow, he really did your research.
Casey, take the credit.
Good man. I'm going to take credit, but I was talking about both.
Amy Ryan, we worked on The Wire together. And what else? Jacko's Bedding, directed by the late, great Phil Hoffman, who we dearly miss. And then we were on The Wire together, but we never actually, our characters never crossed. But Amy's a terrific actress. Oh, and she was in Win-Win, a movie I wrote and directed. Jeez.
Did you leave that off the list?
Here we are crediting you.
Well, I'm trying to figure, we had Amy in studio, and I couldn't remember which movie she was here promoting, because I could have sworn we had you in studio before
I have been here. I have been here.
Was it for Spotlight?
I might have been for Spotlight or for Win-Win or The Visitor. I can't remember. I know I've been here a number of times.
Yeah,
you can't come to Philly and not come here. Come on.
It's part and parcel. Yeah. So right now after this and you're on this tour, how long does this tour go on? Do you get to go back home? Is home still here? Is Allentown still where you live?
Yeah. I'm still growing up in Allentown, but I think...
You're 11. Of course you're still growing up.
He's still growing up.
But
the studio said no. We're putting an end to that.
Stop it.
Go ahead. Finish, buddy. Sorry.
So do you like Allentown?
Yeah. I like Allentown.
Okay.
We'll get you tickets to Dorney Park if you want, man. We know all the people.
We know people.
What do you do for fun when you're not doing theater?
I dance. I break dance.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And you tap dance as well. You go to
tap dance.
The school school you go to is
it's called. I go to a Waldorf school. Yeah.
So is it? Are there a lot of training for the arts and things of that nature in that school?
Yes.
Okay. So you can break dance.
I can break dance. I play the piano and I play the cello.
Wow. You're far more accomplished than we are.
Yeah, me too.
I really need to bring you home and show my kids what they could be.
Kids. So, Winslow, do
I'm
kids
sorry.
Should... Do,
I,
hold on.
I stopped listening at Bring You Home.
I believe Wow.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Kid nailed it.
Winslow?
Now I really need to bring you home.
Wow.
Yeah, Winslow knows not to get in a band with somebody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't get in that guy's car.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
Who knew we needed an 11-year-old to shut Casey down?
There's your next movie.
Yeah, yeah. Watch how this interview turns on us now, Winslow.
So there's your next movie, The Room 2.
Yeah. So
hey, how good did you get on the Segway?
Well, I wasn't actually driving the Segway. They ran into the street, pushed the button, and it was all remote controlled. Yeah, I was very disappointed.
Yeah,
mistakes were made there.
My mom
or in the movie, yeah, she got to ride the Segway.
Oh, really? Okay, all right. There you go.
I always just was like,
are you going to get one now that you've sort of? I mean, you're going to start making some money, or do you get an allowance?
On Segway.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'm gonna get a Segway.
Okay, you're going right to the Lambo.
Yep. Yeah.
There you go. Wow. You've won me over, Kay.
Yes.
This is just fantastic. All right, so Timmy Failure, Mistakes Were Made is now available on Disney Plus, and catch it before Winslow just becomes huge,
because
clearly that is going to happen. Wow, man. Well, congratulations. We're very, very happy for you.
Thanks, guys.
Both you and Tom. Thank you guys for coming by, and continued success.
Great to be here. Thank you, guys.
Here for Tom McCarthy and Winslow Feigley on the program.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.